Okay, good morning, Masechet Zvachim, Daf Mem Zayin. I'm just going to quickly end off here at the bottom of Mem Vav from yesterday's Amud. So we started, we had a Batman with Yosef, Af Mishlo Yah, Belibo Hashem. Remember, the Chiddush here was that that we said that Kodshim, Mechalel Kodshim, but Chulin isn't Mechalel Kodshim, right? And there was a kasher. So a rabbi asked the kasher from Rabbi Yossi. He said, "Af mi shelo haya b'libo l'shem echad mikol elu kasher shutna beitin. Tam shelo haya b'libo klal." And it was a diuk. Ah, that's because he never had anything in his mind. Haya b'libo l'shem chulin pasul. Okay, that's what we got up to yesterday. And Amar Abaya, somebody said, "No, maybe you can say it as follows: Dil me lo haya klal. If he had nothing in his mind, in other words, a proper clean thoughts, nothing interfering with whatsoever, no thoughts even, then it's kasher." Umarat is the korban's kasher and his ritual, in other words, the korban is accepted nicely. Ha haya b'libo l'shem chulin, hello Michael, l'shem chulin kasher v'en umarat. That's exactly what we got up to yesterday. Okay?
Well, it's the same thing.
Abaye
comes in at the end and he just like finishes it off.
Yeah, like you mentioned, like Abaye seems to have that clarity. Right. And he can like hit, like home in on the rod. Yeah, nice. Okay. We still haven't found out the exact numbers of our Rav and Abaye. Okay, I've got to find out. Okay, please God, before the end of the week. All right. So we're up to there. We said like this. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Right? Chatat sheshachata l'shem chulin. Now, a similar idea. Okay? Similar idea over here. So Rabbi Elazar says as follows. Chatat sheshachata l'shem chulin k'sheira. Right? If you shech the korban, and it's l'shem chulin. So you say, I'm bringing this korban l'shem chulin. You brought a chatat, and as you're about to shech it, you say l'shem chulin. Right? So now he makes a distinction here, Rabbi Elazar, right? He says, L'shem chulin is kshayra, mishum chulin psula. That's important chidush, the Steve, that you're missing. Right? He says, L'shem chulin is kasher, but if it's mishum chulin, then it's psula. See that? So we said that korban that you bring the shem chulin is kasher. He said that's fine, but mishum chulin. What's the difference? Look at Rashi over here. He says l'shem chulin. What is l'shem chulin? In the second last line of Rashi, she yodaya shehi chatat. He knew it was a chatat. V'shachat l'shem chulin, but he brought it and he said, "Ah, m'shem chulin, it's kosher." Why? K'aminan she'ein chulin mechalin kodshim. We said already that was the klal, right? That kodshim chulin korban bechalal kodesh. However, if he said mishum chulin, what's that? Look at the Rashi there. Kesavur shem chulin. He brought a korban, thinking he's bringing a korban l'shem chulin, not a chatat, and he said it's l'shem chulin. But when he brought the animal, it wasn't a chatat, it wasn't a shlamim, it wasn't an ola, it wasn't anything. He brought an animal to the midrash. He said, "I want to bring this as a chulin. No such thing as a chulin. You can't bring a chulin. You can't have such an animal that you shecht. You don't shecht chulin, and therefore it's pasu." Okay, so if you just bring stomach animal to the mission, you shecht it, it's pasul. Okay, it's a big chiddush that I think. Kedabai minei Shmuel Rav Huna. Right, Shmuel asked Rav Huna. Says like this. A few pages to go. Minayin lemitasek bekotchim shu pasul. Now, mitasek, we know mitasek from Shabbos, right? Mitasek is when you're doing something like by the way. Or let's say you're learning. I think that's the example over here. Okay, that's like a sofer is learning to write, is learning sofrut, and he comes to write the krishma, you know. So when he can be yotze and krishma because he's learning, or if you're learning, if you're studying and you're learning and you're reading the psukim, whatever, or by the way, you do something, you knock something out the way, whatever, that's called mitasek, that was without the necessary kavona, right? So minay le mitasek bekodshim shu pasu, look at Rashi, yeah? Shochet kodshim below be kavona. Okay, there happens to be a korban in the bed. I mean, there's an animal standing there, and you've got this new knife, and you want to test out this new knife, and you see, there's that cow. You just really slip the neck of the cow there, right? That's mitasek, shechting be mitasek, right? So there's kor, how do we know this pasul? Shneemar, v'shachat et ben habakar lifnei Hashem. We've seen this pasul before plenty times, right? The idea has to be, the shechita is lifnei Hashem. Ad shetehe shchita l'shem ben bakar. Okay, that's one of the machshavot we had, right? We said early on, l'shem shishat dvarim, l'shem zech shem zech, l'shem Hashem. Remember l'shem Hashem? And so you have to have a shchita. Yeah, if you're going to, Look, what we're seeing over here is it's better not have any kavona, right? Because the wrong kavona works bad against you. That's really what happens here. So in Mikra, then you have to have the shame Hashem. If you have got not the shame Hashem, so I'll be very honest with you, this mit asek, yeah, we would imagine that ain chulid mechal el kodshim. Just thinking aloud now. Why is it mechal? Why is it pasul?
It's not here the shame Hashem. It's l'shem ben bakar.
No, but what's the difference to me?
What's your question?
My question was, if it was a chatat, we said a second ago, that only another kochim can mechadal the kochim. And if we do it l'shem chulin, it's pasul. So we said l'shem chulin would be kosher, sorry, l'shum, remember we said? We said l'shem chulin was kosher, mishum chulin was pasul. This case over here, minayin mit asek, minatek is not mishum chulin, it's l'shem chulin. It should be kosher.
He unwittingly slaughtered the animal. He wasn't thinking about the animal.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. Agreed. Yeah, you're right. So now, this was a kasher that Shmuel asked Ravuna. Ravuna wasn't so excited. He said Ravuna to Shmuel. So Ravuna answered Shmuel. So Shmuel wasn't so excited with the answer. He says, Amalei, Zubi Adenu, we know that answer. That's not a chidush. I wasn't asking you that. What was my question, my real question? La akev minayin. Where do I know? He says, maybe it's not so pashut. That mean us, that what is the difference? I'm sorry, I'm suddenly thinking about questions that I didn't think about yesterday when I prepared this. What is la akev different to pasu? So Shmuel says to him, no, my question is, where do we know that it's ma'akev? And if you haven't got the, if you don't have the kavon, it's ma'akev. Amarle, lirtzonchem tizbechuhu. What do you mean, lirtzonchem? The ratzon avia means, leda'atchem zavchu. The shit takes out the edud, right? And that means the kavon, you have to have kavona. So we see that the pasuk here, it tells us that you have to have kavona. So maybe the kavona, okay, here it makes sense now. Maybe the kavona is not necessarily the kavona, L'shem kochim, but you have to have kavona, at least that is a kodesh, that is a kochim. Right? You have to initially have l'shem chatat, l'shem ola, l'shem shlamim, but you have to know that, what you have to at least know that you're shechting a korban. What are you reading there? You put your finger on there very, very animatedly. Oh, I thought it was going to explain what you're saying. All right. I think that's maybe how you got to say that. All right. Now we get on to the end of the Perek. We've seen before, the trend has been in these Masechtas, at the end of the Perek, we're quickly filling stuff which we sort of been missing before. So we've had all along the idea of Pigul. We spent a lot of time on Pigul. And Pigul, we know, is Machshava, right? That the guy brings it and he has the wrong Machshava. The question, up until now, we've seen all the time, who has the Machshava? The Kohen himself, doing the Avodah, right? He has the Machshava. Now comes the interesting Gemara over here. Look at this. She'ein ha-machshava holechet el achar ha-oved. We had it in our Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said that the machshava goes after the person doing the avodah. Who's the oved? The oved, in normal cases, is the kohen. Now, we know that shechita can be done by a zar as well. Okay? Let's just bear that in mind. But shechita can be done by a zar. But we're speaking here, seems to be the kohen. The Gemara brings a Gemara slakas. But netin, the lo ki hai tana. This Mishnah is definitely not like this tana. Why not like this tana? We'll see in a second. Who's the Tanya? We've got a Braita. The Tanya, this is a Braita in Masechet Chulin, right? Just by the way, when we get to Chulin, hopefully it'll be a lot easier, right? Because like half of Zvachim has been Chulin. So, I'll show you lots of credits there when we come to do Chulin. Okay, it says like this, but didn't Loki Hai Tanya, the Tanya, because we've got a Braita. I'm Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi. Now, there are three people being quoted here. Don't get confused. There's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, and there's Rabbi Eliezer. And there's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay, yeah, they all got Eliezer or Elazar in their name, but they're three different people, right? So he's like, I'm Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. Shamati shehabalim mefaglin. Says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. So I've heard, right, that look at Rashi there, ba'avodata kohen. And when the kohen does the work, im kibel, this is the fourth line of Rashi, im kibel ha'kohen b'shtika. So the Kohen himself is b'shtika, right? He's got no intention. He just does it, happily goes along and does his job. V'chishvu ha-balim aleha pigul. But the balim, the owner of the korban, standing outside or standing in that area there, right? He's watching the Kohen. And in his mind, he has kavona. You know what? When you do shchita, I have kavona that blood, let's say the shlamim, let's say, I don't know, I'm going to eat the korban after the 2 days. Hey? After achar zman. Right? So Rashi, אם קיבל הכהן בשתיקה בחישבו הבעלים, עליה על פיגול, הווה פיגול. Now, our Mishnah said it goes off to the Oved. So therefore, it clearly can't be like this Braita, because this Braita says it goes off to the Baalim. Or also off to the Baalim, but not only off to the Oved. But Amar Rava, my time, it's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi. So Rava says, what's going on here? What's his reason? So he says, why? Because we've got a Pasuk. To Amar Kra, Vehikriv Hamakriv. Look at that Pasuk there. It says, Vehikriv Hamakriv, Korbanon Hashem, Inchat Soled Eshon Belubidah. So who's he? Kriv Hamakriv, Korbanon, he's Korban. Who's the owner of the Korban? The Barabai, not the Kohen. And he's called the Makriv. Right? He's called the Makriv. Look at Rashi. But Pashat Nesachim Ketiv, Vikriv Makriv Korban Hashem. Alma, says Rashi, the second, third narrow lines now. Makriv Korbano, the guy bringing the Korban, Kari Lei. He's called the Makriv. Hilchach Havu Lehu Bichal Makriv Lo Yechashev. Because the Pasuk says as well, Makriv Lo Yechashev. Who's the Makriv? The Makriv we thought was the Kohen. No, the Makriv is also the Barabai. Right? Amar Abaya. So now Abaya steps in and says like this. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. Sorry, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Right, I'm not sure that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is Rabbi Elazar's son. No, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, I'm not sure if Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is his son. If anybody can look there in your interview notes, if it is, does Steintals mention their personalities and discuss who they are?
It doesn't say.
Okay. He says, like this, Abaye, Kuluhu Sfira Lehu Ze Machashev Ze Oved Haveh Machshava. Abaye says, not just a one opinion. You brought a brighter saying that our Mishnah is like this brighter, bringing Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. He said, but I've got more than you. I've got more than Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi. There's also Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Nerezer, and all of them agree that Machashev Ze Oved Haveh Machshava, even the one guy does the work, one guy thinks, the owner can create pigul. How do we know? What's the Makor? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi Had Amran, the brighter we just brought. We're the case that he brought over here now. We mentioned Amakriv, Amakriv. Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer's proof? Ditnan, he's got a Mishnah, right? And that Mishnah is the Masechet Shabbos, and in Chulin as well. Hashochet le'oved kochavim, shechitato ksheira. Tanakama says that if you bring a korban and you shecht it le'oved kochavim, so shechit is kosher. We've seen this, by the way. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says, not such a thing. If you bring a korban and you say it's the avodat kochavim, it's pasul. Why? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Eliezer posel, hatam mefarish behedya, says Rashi. Clearly, shestam machshevet oved kochavim laavodat kochavim. Va'af al gav delo ihu shachid la'pasu. If a goy brings a korban, this is actually a while back. Remember last night, the Rav Shir, he started off the Shir by saying that it says avodat kochavim, and avodat kochavim is part of the censer. It's actually the only, it said goy. Now, if this is avodat kochavim, if this is right, and we say in the Tanakhama says over here that Stam Goy is the Avodah Kochavim, and you can never really accept a Korban from a Goy. And last night's whole Shir was about accepting a Korban from a Goy. So I would venture to say, ignorantly, that this Avodah Kochavim is properly an Avodah Kochavim. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense, right? So he says over here, if an Oved Kochavim brings a Korban, Tanakhama says that Stam, his Kavona is. He says it might be okay. Rabbi Eliezer says it's pasul. Why? Because he says that a balabait goy has the wrong kavona. And we see that if the balabait goy has the wrong kavona, the balabait can posel the korban. You with me? That's another. That's his proof. Then the third proof is over here. For Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, what's his? How do we know that he says it as well? Because Abaye brought him as well. So he brings a gemara from Shabbat. Ditnan klal. Rabbi Yeshua Midazar, Kol she'ein kasher latznia, ve'ein matznin kamohu, huchsha lezeh v'tznio b'achir v'tzio nidchai v'zeh b'achshav zeh. Explain what's going on over here. In Hilchot Shabbos, there's a halacha, right? One of the halachos of Shabbos is hotza'ah. Now hotza'ah is taking something from a shliach in Shliach Rabbim or vice versa, or tiltul for amot in Shliach Rabbim. Now, is it anything? So the Gemara there brings a klal, that in order for it to be considered something which you over on hotza'ah for, has to be have a couple of classifications, but the two specifically mentioning over here, I'm just paraphrasing the Rashi over here. Should we look at it inside? He said like this: She'ein kasher la'atznia. Basically, you have to have it has to be something which is of insignificant value, significant enough value that you'd want to hide it or save it in a place, and it has to have a purpose. If it's got no purpose whatsoever, it's got no value. The Rashi brings an example of here where he says, She'ein kasher latznia, right? So he says, look at Rashi. Latznia means to hide or to keep, right? But Masechet Shabbos kagon dam nida, or something you got asur hana from. Like, no one wants to keep the dam nida, or no one, it's something you got isur hana from. What do you want it for? You can't get any hana out of it. Right? So it's got no value to you. And so that's on the one hand, right? Va'ein matznin kamohu. So, firstly, it's not something you want to keep, and you wouldn't keep something like it. Look here. Shekashehu latznio im hayash bo shi'uro. In other words, if there was a sufficient amount of something, then even that, maybe you'd keep it. But there's nothing here. So, like a few breadcrumbs, for example. What are you going to do with breadcrumbs? It was a loaf of bread, maybe. I'm just thinking of an example like that, right? So, you have to have those two conditions. There has to be also a shear, a measure. That's something that you would be worth your while making the effort for. And two, there has to be some sort of purpose. So now, here comes an interesting concept. Is this objective or is it subjective? Right? Is it an objective measure? Or do we say no? Objectively, the whole world might say it's not worth anything. It's got no value and I wouldn't waste my time keeping it. But there is some guy who says, you know what, I want to keep it. You got these guys, you know, hoarders or, you know, mishuganers, obsessives, that keep junk or whatever the case is. That's the Gemara over here, right? So he says like this. Normally, it wouldn't be worth keeping. And the value is not worth wasting your time over. Right? However, there's one guy who says, yes, for me it's good. And he puts it in a safe place. And another person comes who he had no idea what it was about. And he then does hotza'ah with it on Shabbos. Nitchayev ze b'machshava shel ze. He's now chayev on hotza'ah. Even though for him personally,
it was junk.
It was rubbish. It was worth nothing. It was wasting time. But the other guy was important. The guy who it was junk for is now chayev because the machshava of the other guy made it something valuable for him. So we see there that even Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar has got a Mishnah which says that the machshava of one person, of the owner, remember, it has to be the owner here, I think. Yeah. Right? It can't just be anybody. If I think that what you've got in your room is worth something and an Ira comes in and takes it, it's nothing. I think of the balabai, because the makrif, remember? The owner has to have approach. All right. So we see here three of these guys, Abai brought that they all think that it is important. Right, so now the Gemara wants to analyze as follows. We've got three people here, right? We've got Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, who brought the case of our case of the Korban Makriv Yakriv. Then we've got Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi. Then we've got Rabbi Eliezer. Right, Rabbi Eliezer was the one who brought the case of the Shechita of the Oved Kochavim. Then we've got Shem Eliezer, he brought the case of Shabbos. Now, do all three agree with each other? In other words, the fact that all their source for making it the problem is that each one agrees that the balabai can, his machshava can cause it. But does Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi agree with Rabbi Shimon on Shechita? Does he agree with Rabbi the other one on Avodah Zorah on Shabbos? That's the Gemara's question. Yes, the Gemara's like this. V'travaihu itlehu Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi says yes. Rabbi Eliezer, they would agree with Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi. Why? Gemara says, Hashta, now, Bachutzam Rinan, these two halachas that they mentioned, right, which was Shabbos and Avodah Zorah, or Bachutz, what does it mean Bachutz? Look at Rashi. It's outside of our factor. Nowhere in those psukim does it mention the concept of machshava, like in pigu. And Amrinan, ze machshava ze ose, have a machshava, and they agree there that it happens. So bifnim be korbanot, the machshava bu ketiva, where it's written about korbanot, machshava is mentioned about pigu. Mibaya is going to be a havamina. Obviously not. If there was not even mentioned, they definitely agree with him. Okay, moving on. Rabbi. Now the question is, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, right, who's talking about korbanot inside the pigul, would he agree necessarily with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, our guy who speaks about pigul, right, late lay the travayu. He doesn't hold of the other two. He only said that when it comes to makriv. Why? Because it's mentioned in the pasuk, right? Because the Gemara says, why? Dilma bifnim hu da amran. Right? I'm reading it here according to the correction reading of the Shitta and the Bach. Dilma bifnim hu da amran. Only when it's mentioned inside. Bachutz lo amrina. But with regards to Shabbos, with regards to Avodah Zorah, as I mentioned, we don't see any makor for machshava. Why would we necessarily agree? So we've got now the other two agree with him, but he doesn't agree with them. Okay? Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, does he agree with Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar spoke about Shabbos. Would he agree about the shchita of the Oved Kochavim? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, about Shabbos, itlad Rabbi Elazar. He agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. He does hold on Shabbos as well. Why? Hashta b'Shabbat Amrinan, right? If he says it's on Shabbos, b'Avodah Kochavim, why would we think it wouldn't be on Avodah Kochavim? Now, it seems to be clear to the Gemara, look at Rashi quickly, why that's so clear. B'Avodah Kochavim, why, right? That Rashi did, would we even have a question on Avodah Kochavim? The Avodah Kochavim, dumia, the Avodah Pnim. He says, because Avodah Kochavim is similar to the korbanot. It's more similar to korbanot. Right? And therefore, and chiev barachman when it came to korbanot, kirim aramitot, zoveach lohim yochram, mit lashem. Okay? So the avodat koharuyot lemakom. Chiev bahu bavodat kochavim. Baim b'shedarka, baim b'she'en b'darka, b'chach. Hilchach l'inyan machshava, nam ikel lemigmer b'fnim. So he says you can easily learn from korbanot to avodat kochavim. Okay? The lineage guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not 100% sure exactly why the line works so clearly, but the Rashi seems to be about it. Now, the last question is, Rabbi Lezer, what does he hold, right, the guy who says Shechita, what would he say about Shabbos? So we see that Rabbi, that Shabbos goes with Shechita, but does Shechita go with Shabbos? Because remember, we've got the same argument, right? Shechita is a higher value because it's more closer to the Pasuk, right? Rabbi Lezer, later Rabbi Shimon says, no, why? Deal with Kochavim Udamart. Because it's kain bifnim, because it's similar to korbanot, and therefore we got pigu. Aval b'Shabbos melechet machshevet asherat Torah. Shabbos is din on its own. You have to melechet machshevet, and therefore you have to do it in a way that is done in the Beit Hamikdash. And therefore, the fact that he thought it was important means nothing. That's not what causes the problem of Shabbos. Hadran alach Beit Shammai. Okay, finish the perek. All right.
But they disagree with the Mishnah.
But okay, you make a good point. Or none of these agree with our Mishnah, right? In other words, our Mishnah is not like any of these Tanaim.
Yeah.
Right.
The Mishnah.
Right. And the Mishnah is the halacha. So really what you're saying is, why did we learn all of this?
No,
I'm saying that goes back to our question of the day, right? So then you've got to answer, Lidrosh Lekabel Schar. Right? All right. Okay, now we start a new paragraph. This is a first paragraph. This we say in davening every morning, right? Well, we don't all say that every morning, but it's written in the Siddur. Okay? This is the Mishnah, Ezra Mekoman, right? Ezra Mekoman Shel Zvachim. Anybody got a Siddur here? So Steve's already giving us the Svar, why we say it. This is one of the Mishnayot, right? Which there's no Machloket in the Mishnah. There's no Machloket in the Mishnah. Right? It's the first Mishnah. Yeah, Zvachim Perek Hay, which is correct. Zvachim Perek Hay. So, say, Tal got it right. Right, and here it is. It's Mamash. After the Pesukim of Rosh Chodesh, it comes this whole Mishnah. Okay. So, Ezu Mekoman Shel Zvachim. Right? Where do we do the Zvachim? So, the Mishnah starts off and says, Kochei Kochim Shechita Mitzafon. So, Kochei Kochim are in the north. Their Shechita is in the north. Now, truth is, there are quite a lot of long Rashis over here. I thought of going through all of them, or maybe not, but let's see how we do. He says, Kochei Kochim, Kulan Bichlal. Right? He says, when we say Kochei Kochim, we mean everything. What is that? Says Rashi, Chataot, Ashamot, Ola, Shamei Tzibur. Right? He says, Eva, Umihu, Mishum, Dechalukin, Bematan Damim, O Bakhtaratan. So why don't we just say one klal, Kochei Kochim, finished? Why do we mention everything here separately? So Rashi tells us, because there's a little bit of a difference between the specific korbanot of exactly how you give the dam, the matanot, and the haktaratan, and the burning of them, etc. Hadaratan lukol chad b'chad b'apen afshe. Therefore, the Mishnah went and mentioned each one on its own. Okay? Lefaresh hilchotahen. So we understand the halochas, each one on its own. Then it says shchitam b'tzafon. Now, before we read this Rashi, just look at the next line of the Mishnah. It says that the shchita for the Kochei Kochim in the north. Then it says par usair shlom kipurim, right? That's the korba kohen gadol's par and sair. It says there as well shchitam betzafon. The shchita is in the north. The kibul daman bekli sharet betzafon. He also receives blood in a kli sharet in the north. So there are two interesting halachas here, right? One needs a kli sharet. One, the kibul of the dam is also in the north. Now look at Rashi, the Shechita Metzafon, the very last narrow lines of Rashi. Ugemara mefaresh my time elor tane vekibul damat. With the par and the sa'ir of Yom Kippurim, we mentioned Shechita and Kibul Daman. With Kochi HaKochi, we just mentioned Shechita, we haven't mentioned Kibul Daman. Okay? U'mashnad itnan chatot pnimiyot b'reisha. And also we'll see, why do we start off with the parim and the sirim of the pnimiyot inside the Kochi HaKochi? Why do we start with the majority of the korban on the outside and then move in? Okay, that's Rashi's question.
Those are
chataot. Not chataot, but they're the kohen gadols, which are the dam was done inside the kochi kochi, inside the echa. And these are all kochi kochi. That's what I think what Rashi was saying was. We're now going to go through, I think everything here we're going to see now are kochi kochi. Let's look quickly. We've got the parsi yishin of Kippurim. Parim and Shafim, the Sirim and Shafim, Shechidam and Tzafon. We've got this as well, the other parim down the line. And they're also kochi kochi. Oh, here's a nice big map. Oh, right. And they're all there. I want to see this. If we've got anything else. And we've got your Adam. No. So the two korbanot which we mentioned here are all kochi kochi. We're going to see the Mishnah going to carry on. It's a long Mishnah. We only got a portion of the Mishnah. If you see the Mishnah in the Siddur, you see it's a hell of a long Mishnah. Right? The whole of Parik Hay, we're going to, I think, go through now. Right? So this is a part of the Mishnah. So that's the next question. Why do we have Kibul Daman as well for kochi kochi in the heading? Then we've got the Aparus Yishom HaKippurim. Where do we know that the Kibul Dam and the needs a Kli Sharet? It has to be done in the north. The Gemara explained that to us. And then Bekli Sharet. How do you know about Kli Sharet? Because it says Be'ola B'Sinai. Right? It says Vayasem Ba'aganot. Right? That's in Parashat Mishpatim. That's our Mitzvah Parashat, right? And it's, what does it mean Ba'aganot? They put them into Kedim. When we met a Lamdu, it says the Binyan Av. Kol Azvachim Behekesh Lit'on Kli. That's a hekesh from there that all kalim or all kochim need to have a kli from Bayasim Aganot. Right? Then we carry on. So now with the seir and the of Yom Kippurim and the par and the seir, so we got the kibul dam kli shabbat zavon and daman teun hazaya. They're about to be sprinkled al bein habadim v'al parochet v'al mizbeach hazahav. Three things inside the hechal. Right, you got Benabadim. Benabadim means that, you know, the badim are those staffs that you carry the aron with. Remember how they would be? We saw that they would actually stick into the curtain. Remember, like create dadim. We learned. Remember, like looks like woman's breasts coming out of the curtain. The dadim would be pushed. The kohen gadol would stand in the middle of the badim. Right, that means Benabadim. Right, and then he'd do hazaya onto the parochet as well, which is the curtain, but it not actually goes, it doesn't actually hit the curtain. We learned that almost towards the curtain, I think. Look at Rashi over here. Hazaya ben abadim, omed ben shnei badei aron. So he stands in front, in the middle of those two badim, right? Umazeh echad lemal, and he sprinkles one above, v'sheva lemata, and seven down below. Keneged ovya shel kaporet. Right? Towards the kaporet, v'lo hayu nogimba. Okay, that particular blood never actually touched the kaporet, landed on the floor. Va'ala kaporet. And then he did sprinkling as well on the kaporet. Okay, so there was, the one is towards the kaporet, the one's on the kaporet, I think.
Parochet.
The parochet. Parochet, so what did I say? Kaporet. By the way, there must be a mistake. Was it? No, maybe the Makeneged or Via Shel. Ah!
The two things.
The one was the Kaporet of the Aron, and then he turns around and he does it towards the Parochet. Sorry. Correct. And that's why Rashi said, Veloa Yunog Imba. So that's actually the Kaporet. It never Naguba. Of course, right. Vala Parochet, right? Sorry.
So he didn't actually, the blood didn't hit the Aron.
He didn't hit the Aron. That's what it says over here. And then he goes outside into the Echal and he puts the blood on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Then we got the Matnachat Mehen Ma'akevet. Right? Remember here, we saw that inside, remember that? Inside the Echal, we had all four. Then we had that Mishnah where we said that one Matana would be Lechatchila, but inside the Pnimi, we have all four. Right? This is the Mishnah here. All four, he has to have all four, even one is Ma'akev. Right, and here Rashi says, "Yeah, can remember Perek Beit Shammai Leil Daf Lam Vav." We learned that in the third Perek, it's called Beit Shammai. And then Matnacha Makevet Sheshre Hadam Haya Shofech Al Yisod Ma'aravi Shem Mizbeach Achitzon. He used to pour. There's a little blood there as well. We saw that as well in the previous Perek. Vim Lo Natan Lo Akav. And we learned that as well. We learned that Shvichat Shirayim and the Haktarat Emarin are not Ma'akev. Remember, They necessary with the on back. Look at Rashi there. You know that try matter is so low you can't capra. We go yali for be bright to yakol yak venaka. Prime minister Shafin. Now the next type of korban is parim and shrim and shrim and shafin shchita mitzafon. So we had first the par usayir shom kipurim. Now we got the parim and shafim and the shrim and shrim. What are they? Rashi says a par hayalem davar. We learned the mesech shvuot. We experts in that, right? And the par kohen mashiach. Okay, he's specific his own par. These ones, there's no eating with them whatsoever. They take them and they burn them outside of Jerusalem. Right? Kedichtiv bahu el shefech adeshen yisaref. Okay, it's actually an interesting pasuk. This pasuk over here, it's worth looking at the whole pasuk. The pasuk, yes, is in Vayikra. It's in Vayikra Dalet. Help Natanak in a sword misbach on Verkstek. I've got the pasuk here. Hold on. Here we are. The pasuk is Yud Bet. It says, Votzir kolapar el michutz tamachane el makom tahor vel shefech adeshen. El shefech adeshen. That's where they would burn the deshen. We spoke the other day that there'd be a matana. Only one spade full of deshen goes next to the misbach and the rest goes outside. Because the same place, the dump where they would take the deshen. The sarafo toaletzim, and they burn it there on wood and fire baish. Al shefech adesh nisaref. The same place there it will be burnt. Right? So we see here that it says here kadesh kadesh nisaref. V'afinu b'sele yoma shu chutz l'Yerushalayim. That is outside of Yerushalayim. Outside of Yerushalayim doesn't mean, I think it means outside of Arabite. Maybe outside of Yerushalayim, the town as well. I don't know. Outside Jerusalem. Okay. So now the sirim and israfim, sirah avodat kochavim, right? Those were the parim, and what's the sir? What's the goats that are burnt? This is your sirah avodat kochavim. Shukshu lepar halem lechol divrehem eperek beit shama. We read it as well. It goes just like the par halem gets burnt, so to the sir gets burnt, right? Now these things, you got kibul daman bekli shabet zafon, the same as the other one. You got the, with the kli and damantu hazeala parochet, right? Not bein abadim. See that? There's no bad abadim, only on the parochet, and on his be'ach hazahav as well. Here Rashi actually mentions about bad abadim, lokativ behu. Okay, can you do my kippurim? Zeo be'etzbakev. So that is that mishnah. Then now, and matana achat men ma'akevet, again, because it's all the avoda inside the mizbe'ach, inside the echal. You have to have all four. And then shirah adam ha'yah shofech l'esod ma'arav yisla mizbe'ach ha'chitzon, v'im lo natan lo ikev. Okay, so again, Shofech al Yisod Ma'aravi Shezbeach HaChitzon Yisod Ma'aravi Shezbeach HaChitzon. Same place. Im lo natan lo ikei, the same halacha. Now the Mishnah ends up and says Eilu ve'eilu nishafin abeit hadeshen. Okay, look at Rashi there. Eilu ve'eilu shel yom ha'kippurim v'shar ha'nishafin. It was all these we're speaking about over here get burnt el b'hadeshen l'makom shemotin sham et hadeshen shel mizbeach hachitzon dichtiv bei v'hotzi et hadeshen b'chutz l'machane u'barim l'shavim kativ l'shevach hadeshen. We saw the pasuk already. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, so the Gemara starts off with that first question. Rashi already pointed us in the direction of this question, right? V'nit ninami v'kibul dam v'nit shar b'tzafon. With kochei kochim, why did we say kochei kochim shchitatan b'tzafon and we never mentioned kibul daman v'kli sharit b'tzafon? That would have been the right heading. Because now we understand everything. There's kochei kochim, we've got shchita in the north, we've got kibul dam in the north, and now we can go on and explain every single korban individually. So he says, why didn't we do that? Gemara says, kavadik asham metzora. Now remember, Rashi mentioned that an asham is kochei kochim. And we've got the asham metzora. And what happens with the asham metzora? The kibul dam obayad. So there's an exception. Not every single kochei kochim is there kibul dam and bekli? So therefore, in the heading, we couldn't have said that because it would have been incorrect. Therefore, shayre. Therefore, we left it, right? I just left out the rush there. It's worth looking at Rashi. It's a short amud. He says there kibul kiryan becoming shemakal them to kapo. Remember, because he gets the blood in his hand. Shayre. We left it out. So why didn't he put in Rashi? He says there mishum de lo psikele lemitne bahare klale the shar kochim she kol kibul dam bekli. Therefore, we can't make a blanket rule that every kochei kochim or Kabul,
so when he goes in individually, talks about
each one, then he can mention it, because and that's what Rashi said, right? What did Rashi say? Why are we listing them all individually? He says, "Avia v'kol chad v'chad ba'apei nafshev on their own lefaresh hilchoteihin, each one specific halachas." He says, "V'lo, is that the case? V'ha ketani lekaman Hashem Nazir v'Hashem Metzora. Okay, we're going to see later on the Mishnah. Remember, it says long Mishnah. We actually get to the Hashem Nazir and the Hashem Metzora. It says Shchitatan betzafon v'kibul daman bekli sharet betzafon. So what's the problem? The Mishnah says it, right? So he says no. Look at this. This is actually mind-boggling. Meikara savar kibul daman beyadu. When the Tana, when Rebbe edited the Mishnah, at the beginning when he started writing it, or in the beginning, in the early days, I don't know when, the original feeling was that it's only Bayad. And therefore, Shaira, he left it out. V'chivan delo sagi le'elu b'kli. And then when they realized that you actually have to have a kli, hadar Tanya, then he added in and said, yeah, you know what, we really learned it, they said you need a kli. Right? So, I'm the only person who's like blown away by this.
Yeah.
Hey, Shaiva, so he says like this. Hanatanya, the Tanya. We got a brighter here. Look at the brighter. Comes from Masechet Yoma. Velakach, he has the Shakletaria. The pasuk says Velakach. We've seen this pasuk 100 times. Kacha kohen midam ha'asham, v'natan kohen al tnuch ozin ametaher. The kohen takes the blood right from the asham of the metzora, and he puts it on his earlobe or wherever it is, on his ear and on his thumb and on his big toe. Right? So it says velakach. So velakach, what does it mean velakach? Yakov bekli. Can you do lekicha bekli? Talmud lomar, venatan. The next pasuk he says, venatan. Right? Well, not the same. It's the same pasuk. It says velakach ha-kohen midam ha-sham, venatan ha-kohen. Ma netina ba'atzmo shel kohen. How do you netina? With your hands. Af lekicha, therefore must be ba'atzmo shel kohen. So therefore, we see over here what? In the early stage of the limud, it has to be kibul bayad, not kibul bekli. Then the Gemara says, wait a second, yachol after mizbeach ken? Is that as well? Look at Rashi there. Dam hasham metzora, when the left of the blood, right? What do we do with the dam hasham? Anizrak le mizbeach. We throw into mizbeach as well. The rabbin alakama, bedin matan dam, in the marine, the mizbeach. V'af agav delav beguf ektiv. And there it doesn't say that the kohen has to do it with his own hands, right? V'yachol af l'mizbeach. Talmud lomar, ki kachatat ha'asham hu. Remember that famous pasuk? We heard that famous pasuk which said, all the korban are actually exactly the same. Remember it said, kachatat ka'asham. Remember that? We learned that plenty of times, right? Ma'achatat, tu'un kli, af asham, ta'un kli. So we see, originally you have to have your head. Ma'anachinam, when you start off the process, maybe that's what mikara here means. That mikara means that when you start the process, maybe that makes more sense now. Not mikara, the way for the Rebbe when he learned it firstly. How do I explain mikara here in the English? Somebody tell me English mikara there? Because mikara means from the outset, the beginning, originally.
Originally. But the Tana authored the general statement regarding Kodesh Kodeshim. He held that since the reception of the Metzoras Hashem blood is also performed in the Kohen's hand, it was not possible to state categorically that the blood of all Kodesh Kodeshim must be received in the service.
Okay, so like I explained it. In other words, like I explained it. Okay, so it was a change in the Tana, not change. Okay, so then... Therefore, nimtzei l'ata omer, asham etzor, shnei konim mekabli medamo, echad b'yad v'echad b'kli, zeh shiglo b'kli, ba'alu etzor mizbeach, v'zeh shiglo b'yad, ba'alu etzor mizbeach. So what we actually see, that there's both. There's actually both. There's two kohanim involved here with the mitzorah. The one receives the blood in his hand, and he then puts it on the mitzorah body, and the other kohen receives it in the kli. So therefore, I suppose we can't say that it's kibul b'kli, because it is kibul b'yad, but also kibul b'kli, and that's why we have it later on.